this evil is too big to be just a human evil. It's not, humans aren't capable of evil this massive and coordinated. So I concluded that we are in a battle between good and evil that is cosmic. It's like, some dark entity versus, God, basically, and that these struggles that I'm describing, but especially the vaccine, the lockdowns, the masking, the vaccine, these are an anti-human and I think anti-God coordinated attack of a kind that I'd never seen in my lifetime.
I agree with you. Experience the groundbreaking advancements of Leela's quantum technology, now backed by over 40 placebo-controlled studies conducted by elite institutions and renowned universities worldwide. This revolutionary technology surpasses previous achievements, as confirmed by prestigious organizations such as the Emoto Institute in Japan. Scientific investigations reveal that Leela's technology not only enhances blood health and circulation, but also neutralizes the adverse effects of electromagnetic fields, expedites wound healing, and elevates ATP production in human cells. Embrace the extraordinary benefits of Leela's tech as recognized and utilized by world-class athletes, esteemed functional medicine practitioners, and leading figures in the field of biohacking. Explore a range of transformative products from the Heal capsule, shielding you from harmful EMFs, to the Quantum Block, allowing you to infuse frequencies into your cherished possessions. Dive into the realm of innovation and wellness at sarahwestall.com/shop or by following the link below. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Naomi Wolf coming back to the program, and we're going to talk about various things. We're going to talk about her, the election integrity bill, and the craziness around just common sense legislation she's trying to put through of making our elections fair, which everybody should be for. And she's going to talk about it and how just the craziness around that and just craziness. And then we're going to talk about what she did with the Pfizer documents and how the effect that that has on other countries and here. And then we also talk about her new book that's out called Facing the Beast. It's about being unpersoned in America. People know that I have an article where I just documented all the ways that I've been unpersoned, and she's had that experience as well. And but she was a, as people know, she was a political consultant on the left, had top sellers, had, was always on television. And then because she dared to speak out, they canceled her across the board. So she's feeling what I'm feeling, and she's just been canceled. It's pretty amazing, her story. But at the end, she also talks about how this is a battle against good versus evil, and that she doesn't believe human beings have the ability to do the evil that we've been seeing over the last few years, and they're still in the middle of it. And she believes it's more of a spiritual battle because it's just humans aren't capable of being that evil. And I got to tell you, I concur with her on that. And I also got to say, she stayed extra for me because she came on, she had a hard stop like at a half an hour, and she goes, "Oh, I'm going to stay as long as I can." And so I got her for an extra like 10 to 15 minutes, and they kept, but she had people bugging her to have her go. And so I tried it. So that's what you see at the end. But we had a really good chat about this and about these topics. And I think no matter where you are in the political spectrum, you have to respect people that are willing to come forward and at least give you facts and the truth. And it looks like she's risked, I mean, she's risked everything and lost pretty much everything she had before. And is, I know people think that, we don't even know who to trust anymore, right? We have no idea who to trust, where do we go? Everything just seems so hard to trust. And so what I tell people to have discernment, look at the facts, look at the situations, don't trust anybody, look at it yourself and look at the information that she's put out. And I mean, you can't deny a lot of these facts. And I appreciate anybody that's putting out information that we can learn from. And I welcome you to do that as well. And it's hopefully what I'm doing. I'm putting out information, bringing on people. I don't agree with everything everybody says all the time. And that's part of the process of learning and exploring and figuring things out. And so no matter where you are in the political spectrum, I think there's something we can glean from talking to and learning about truths that you won't get in the mainstream media and elsewhere. And she's one of those that have come forward and has provided that and spent a lot of energy doing it. And let's get into this really interesting discussion with Naomi Wolf. Hi, Naomi. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Sarah. It's always such a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you. I spoke with your husband. I didn't know I was the first one to interview him before. I don't even think you guys met each other yet when I interviewed him. And I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that. So that's kind of cool.
Really? Wow, that's
Yes,
amazing.
I didn't
That's
know that. Yeah. So
incredible.
he told me that. He probably didn't tell you that. But anyways, so I thought that was cool. So I'm telling
That
you
is very
this.
cool. Well, you have a good eye for talent.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it was pretty
Turns out to
cool.
be quite extraordinary. Yeah.
So anyways, I read an article that you recently did. You're trying to put in election integrity law, trying to change the new bill to try to change the law on, we shouldn't even have to, it's already been in place, a basic election integrity. Can you talk about it? Because crazy results on what happened.
Yeah, for sure. I'm actually just a little bit shell-shocked because I was at CPAC for the first time over the last weekend, and a citizen just walked up to me and showed me video that I've now post on Twitter that purports to show a buried algorithm in the New York State voter rolls that would allow a machine to count and aggregate fake names. To bury and count fake names. And it's like this, I'm not a mathematician, but it's a completely non-random, like my English major brain observes this and goes, wow, that is totally not random. So I've sent it to my developer to assess. But so basically, to take a step back, I took a look at what Mike Lindell and other people who've been raising the alarm about the voting machines, were saying. I took a look for myself because I don't like ever to take anyone's word for anything
Sure.
if I can't check it personally. And I'm now CEO of a tech company, so I have this wonderful team of developers. And I asked my developer, how are these machines secure? And he told me actually three different ways that they could be compromised very easily. I mean, people are aware from, from Mike Lindell's work and other people's work that the machines can be hacked.
Yep.
Of course, that's true. But my developer pointed out that all you need to do is give someone the backend credentials, meaning the username and password to log in on the
Yeah, it's not
backend.
that big of a deal.
And
And you can even hack in. They had CNN run a report with a computer scientist from University of Michigan, I believe, a professor. He's just, yeah, this happened. This was pre-2016.
correct. So basically, I concluded that we don't know who's won any American elections since 2005, which is around when the machines were widely introduced. We just don't know. We can't know. It's unverifiable. So, and as I'm sure you all know, the code is proprietary. So developers can't even, computer scientists can't even look at the code and see how the algorithm is counting. So you could have an algorithm that counts, three Democratic votes for every Republican vote. And in fact, a version of that is what these citizens were showing me at CPAC. Anyway, totally not secure. So I am a big fan of state legislation because it's much easier to pass than federal legislation. And also voting is a, it's not a federal thing. It's district by district or precinct by precinct. So we've also had success, my company Daily Cloud, drafting model bills in the past. For instance, we passed a Five Freedoms bill in 2021 in 33 states, which is a big reason we don't have vaccine passports in America anymore. No vaccine, I mean, ever. No vaccine passports was one of the provisions of our bill. So we partnered with Phil Klein of the American Voters Alliance, and we drafted this very good model bill, an election integrity bill. And it's only 19 pages long, and you all can read it right there on our site, Daily Clout. You can download it, you can send it to your elected officials. And basically, it solves, legislators are telling us, solves all the major problems that have been identified with our voting system. It's paper ballots, same day voting. You have to proactively request an absentee ballot instead of them being mailed out like to everyone in the world proactively. No ballot harvesting. I'm sure people know that interested parties are just going to old folks' homes and finding people with dementia and saying, sign here. It gets the NGOs out of the process. I had no idea that Zuck Bucks and Soros money, and no doubt money on the right as well, is funding people, NGOs, to count and move the vote from hither to yon. So it gets them out of the process. Public counting and a clear way to adjudicate if there's a dispute. So it and voter ID. I'm sorry, I left that out, and it's very important. So it means that citizens cannot vote. I mean, non-citizens cannot vote in U.S. elections. So we drafted it. I told everyone via War Room that I would get myself to any state house, if I was invited by legislators to present this draft bill. And so I was invited to Wyoming, and I went there 2 weeks ago. And we have two co-sponsors, Representative, I'm sorry, State Senator Tim Salazar and State Senator Beau Biteman. And they are going to introduce the bill, and they're confident of its passage in Wyoming. And then Heidi Sampson, Representative Heidi Sampson in Maine, introduced it and argued last Thursday in front of their legislative council, which is the next step toward passing it. And the legislative council voted it down in a straight party line vote, 6 Democrats to 4 Republicans. So that's shocking, but she has a successor. She's handing it over to her successor because she's termed out and the fight continues. But basically, that's the status. We have to pass this bill in 50 states, and then we will have clean elections.
So now why? I know you were part of the Democrat Party before, and there are people peeling en masse away from, well, probably to be fair, probably peeling away from both parties, but peeling away en masse from the Democrat Party. Why are they so against doing a fair election? I mean, back in 2016, you would have thought they would have wanted this. Why are they uniformly just against all this stuff?
That's a great question, Sarah. And what I, told the people who are inviting me to speak about this bill, using my political consultant hat, because I used to be a political consultant for the Democrats, is this bill is going to really smoke out people who are enemies of election integrity. And you're right, as a political consultant, your head explodes. Like, why would any elected official want to be on the record in Maine preventing the vote from being counted accurately, right? It's like burning up political capital. Excuse me, but the questions that Representative Sampson was asked were quite illuminating. And I'm sorry to say, as a former Democrat, I'm an independent now, they're illuminating about what their methodology is, what they're planning.
Okay, so
But
what is that? I want to hear
okay, so
that.
they sure. I mean, they didn't say we want absentee ballots because we cheat by using absentee ballots. But the questions they raised were about absentee ballots. And then they voted against it. And to me, that is a clear red flag that they're planning to cheat using absentee ballots, because our bill provides for people to get absentee ballots. You just have to proactively go and say, I'm going to be out of town for this reason. You get your absentee ballot, it's accounted for. It's not this kind of giant, snow flurry of absentee ballots going everywhere. So I think that's important.
Yeah,
Again,
it's
party line vote,
basic.
6 Democrats blocked it. And everyone in Maine, whatever political party, right, it's not partisan to want your vote counted. So
No.
if you're a Democrat in Maine, you need to call your legislative council and tell them how you feel about those 6 Democrats who don't want your vote to be accurately counted.
I mean, that's what it is. This is just common sense, right? Why are we having such a hard time with it? And why, to me, that says that they want to make sure they can cheat. Ongoing.
Exactly. You're right. 1,000%.
Yeah. And how does that make you feel knowing that you were part of the, see, I hate the dual Democrat versus Republican. I don't like that because I know that there's issues all over the place. But how on this issue, how does that make you feel knowing that you were part of the Democrat Party and now they're like abandoning some of the most common sense needs that we have?
I mean, It's, horrifying, but I always caution people at these moments, please don't be naive. If the Republicans could cheat, they would as well. I mean, they would. I mean, I was there in 2000 when they
Sure,
were
yeah.
trying to create a big scandal out of the hanging chads. Both sides, both parties are guilty of trying to disenfranchise the people. It's that simple. And that's why the people have to, in a nonpartisan way, like this bill is totally nonpartisan, make sure that their votes are being counted. I mean, Sarah, in at the turn of the last century, Election Day was a civic holiday in many towns, and people would gather in the town square, and there would be a raised podium, and the vote would be counted in public. This goes here, that goes there, this goes there. And if people had any question, it was right there. And that's the easiest thing in the world to do. It shouldn't be this mystified thing of, someone from the Democratic Party, someone from the Republican Party. That's nonsense. Political parties are not in the Constitution. It's the people's votes. The people need to watch the votes being counted. And that history has been erased, so we won't remember. Hey, there's nothing mystified about this. Put them in paper ballots and let's all take a look at them. And there's one more step that we can take that we probably should take as the bill goes through legislatures, which is if people are given a code, numerical code, it protects their name. But if there's any question, you can say, oh, we can't read, ballot number 678943N, and then you look at your ballot, just like a lottery ticket, and you're like, oh, that's mine. I was voting for, whoever. And then your vote is properly counted. Yeah, we have to demand from our legislatures that they pass this bill, and we have to watch the votes being counted, that paper ballots being counted. I mean, it's insane. Sarah, I flew from Miami to the middle of the Hudson Valley, New York State, where we live now, to vote in the last election. And I walked in, and it was, one Democrat, one Republican. That's the rule in Columbia County where I live. And I said, here's my driver's license. And they said, and the Democrat said, oh, don't worry, you don't need an ID. And I'm like, I want to show you my ID because it's my vote. I want to make sure I'm using my vote and not someone else claiming to be me. But
That's
it didn't
right.
matter. And then it was theater. I filled out a paper ballot. I'm like, oh, that's nice. And then they said, go feed it into that machine. And I fed it into a machine that scanned my paper ballot, which essentially makes my paper ballot meaningless because it's being read by a machine. And again, I know what that means. The machine can read it any way it wants. So it was pure theater. There's no way I can know that my vote was counted in New York State.
That's very, very true. And I've talked to a lot of different people on this issue. It just my background. I'm a computer scientist, engineering background. So this is it was so obvious to me, everything that was going on. So everything you're saying is like, well, yeah, there's no way that we can, unless we can track from the time that your paper ballot to the end, and we know that that vote is what came out at the end. And you can do that with computers. You can. There's ways you can track it, but they're not doing any of it. So it's very it's so obvious to those of us who are. It's not that complex.
It's
And
not complicated,
it's
right?
not. And the algorithm to count this is not advanced computing, right? It's about
Right,
as
right,
simple as it gets.
right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's astonishing to me in retrospect that other computer scientists haven't come forward, or tech people, all those techies in Silicon Valley, they know this. Why is everyone okay with it, right?
There are actually, back when in the 2020 election, there was over 500 mathematicians and computer scientists working on this problem and identifying where all the problems were. And the one who was leading it, his two of his family members were killed. It was
Jeez.
bad. Yeah. And I was talking to this group, and then they all just kind of scattered because they figured nothing's ever going to happen. So there was some good movements going on, but I mean, and these are heroes, or these are people trying, patriots trying to come forward and just say, we just want a fair election. We want the people's voice to come. I don't care who it is that's elected. Obviously we all care, But at the end of the day, we care more about it being fair so that we can have a real republic, right? But
You've just really scared me. How were their family members killed? Like
well, they
murdered?
were killed. Yeah, well, they ended up getting COVID and then died within a week. And then he was scared to talk to me. He had a handle called Truman. And then he was scared to talk to me, and then it just kind of disappeared from there. And there was like 500 of them. They were analyzing all the races across the country.
If you've been paying attention, you know the global economy is transforming. The BRICS nations want to see the end of the dollar reserve currency, and many countries are joining their effort. The Western banking system is the most fragile it's been since 2008. The highly respected Weiss Research Group accurately provided advance warning on which banks are going to fail with 99.3% accuracy after the 2008 crisis. They are now predicting that a whopping 4,243 banks are vulnerable to failure, and 1,210 of those banks face imminent failure. When this situation comes to pass, it will dwarf the 2008 banking crisis. The only asset that has historically weathered a storm this severe has been precious metals. It has never been a better time to buy gold and silver to protect your family. Contact Miles Franklin at info@milesfranklin.com. Tell them Sarah sent me, and you will get the best service and the best prices on gold and silver in the country. That is a guarantee from them to me. Remember, info@milesfranklin.com. Tell them Sarah sent me. Do this now to protect your assets and the ones you love.
It was real. They were doing it. And
they
these were
all dispersed because two of their family members died.
No, this was the leaders.
Worse.
There was more behind it. But and then they had some infiltration. And it was just like, why are we not getting this information out? I was trying to talk to everybody. Let's talk to these guys. Let's see what they have. And then nobody would talk to him. It was a very frustrating time for me because I'm like, we have some of the best and brightest working on this. And why aren't anybody talking to these guys? So there were groups of people trying to make a difference. But no, it's hard. There was a lot of chaos going on at that time.
I mean, there was. I remember that. And I remember, I mean, in retrospect, you know, now we know how AI is deployed in journalism. And I remember at that time, every time someone raised a question about election integrity, the legacy media would say baseless or lies, baseless, baseless, baseless. You know, far right extremist claims about the election. And I've written an essay earlier pointing out I was there in 2000 advising the Gore campaign. There was a famous battle over who won. It took 6 weeks. Went all the way up to the Supreme Court to help them decide who was the president of the United States. And that's the way our system is supposed to work. And literally everything both the Gore team and the Bush team and their lawyers did at that time would be criminalized today, at least if you're President Trump, because everyone was trying to, you know, to find where are 300 votes in, you know, this county, what, you know, what about these ambiguous votes? Can they be looked at again? Like that, you know, is there a loophole? Is there some way to get an advantage in this counting? And literally that's what President Trump was doing with his lawyers and his team. And it's considered a criminal offense, or I think he's, what's one of the many, you know, I don't remember. He's got so many cases against him, but I know that people were charged, I believe, in criminal court for having those conversations.
Yeah, it became criminal just to question the election, and that should just make people take a step back and say, how can this be criminal? We want fair and free elections, no matter who you vote for. Why would you not want this? I remember Bernie Sanders. I had some people from the Bernie Sanders campaign saying that they watched the chain of custody. They had some files and they saw that they were flipped. There were votes that were flipped. They were signed. They had videos of showing like news tallies and then how it changed. And they had all this stuff. So Bernie Sanders was a big question mark too, that was fixed with inside the Democrat Party. So it happens all over the place to all types of candidates. It became really obvious, and I don't know, I would think that everybody would want this to be fixed, to have a serious country, but obviously they don't want one. They want to keep it the way it is.
Right. No, you're right. I'm kind of just agreeing with you, because if we've actually seen six state legislators say, no, we don't want the vote to be counted accurately in a totally nonpartisan bill, that's kind of the end of the question for, you know, right? There's like no good reason. It's not like this is racist or this is impractical can't afford it. You know, there's like literally no reason. And they didn't give a reason. You know, they're not forced to with the legislative council. They just vote. But the fact that, you know, that one question was, what's going to happen to absentee ballots? Oh, you have to ask for them. and then that was a no vote, you know, straight party line no vote. That says a lot to me.
Well, okay, well, then how would you get your absentee ballot if you didn't ask for it?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, when I was in Wyoming, I was astonished to find that, I gather it was Liz Cheney, had sent out an absentee ballot to everyone in Wyoming.
How can that be a secure election?
Well, quite. It's not.
I know the answer. It's so obvious, right? It's so obvious. Yeah. Okay. I just don't even, it's good that you're fighting this, and we can't not, if we want to have, but do you think we're going to make progress on this at least before this election?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I don't think realistically that leaves only really this legislative session or the very beginning of the next legislative session. And it'll be, I've got an invitation from Alabama, and other than that, I don't have any other invitations. So everyone listening, please invite me to your state via your state representative. So I don't see how a majority of states can pass it this legislative session. But I do now, taking off my political consulting hat and putting on my media hat, I do think that the fact that this bill exists and people are downloading it and they are sending it to their representatives, and, you know, the Legislative Council is hearing from Mainers in Maine, you know, in a bad way, and the two state senators, Salazar and Biteman in Wyoming, are hearing from, and their colleagues are hearing from the Wyoming electorate. I think that it will help, because even if we don't pass it everywhere, I think it's, you know, sunlight is the best disinfectant. I think that the people who are trying to do sneaky things, like the NGOs, right? No one used to really, I didn't even understand the role of the NGOs. Well, now the NGOs know that, you know, the more shows like yours, you know, bring our bill to people, the more the NGOs know that they're going to be observed, you know, or that people will scrutinize the question of absentee ballots. So I think it will have a bit of a chilling effect on the worst kind of cheating. But it really is up to everyone listening. I mean, you know, I often get frustrated with my beloved fellow Americans, because they, you know, Americans are supposed to do things themselves, you know, solve problems themselves. That's the essence of America. And that's what our system calls for, especially in relation to democracy practices. Bedrock. Pardon me. But people need to, like, I can't pass this bill in your state. You need to download the bill. You need to send it to your rep. You need to get your neighbors to send it to your representatives, to your state senators, and say, please, you know, sponsor this. And you need to say what you'll do. Like, you need to say, I'll put lawn signs on, you know, my lawn. I'll, you know, stuff envelopes. I'll help get old people to the polls to, you know, I'll help you. Like, people need to understand how to do politics. And the other thing is, voting rolls are public. And when you write to your state reps, they can see if you vote. They can't see your vote, but they can see if you are a voter. And especially, only 18% of people vote in off-year elections. So those voters who vote in off-year elections have superpowers in communicating with their representatives. So I'm going to tell everyone, vote vote every 2 years. And it's up to you to take this step, because if you don't, like what I did see every time I go to a state legislature, I see that these state legislators really pay attention. If they get a lot of emails about something, they're real emails, they're not astroturf, they're real constituents writing real letters, they do pay attention and they want to hear from their constituents as opposed to only the lobbyists who surround them. So I guess I'm just exasperated enough to say it'll pass if you pass it. Everyone who's listening, we have 48 states to go. 49. Well, 48.
You have a lot of work to do. I mean, there's a lot of work here. Okay. I want to talk about your book that you put out. You know, it was interesting. I saw the title and I read through, you know, like some of the, what it was about, and I didn't get a chance to read it yet, but I imagine it's because I've read a lot of your articles on what the book is, the background of the book. I imagine a lot of your articles kind of overlap with what's in the book. Your experience with bringing truth out there, or trying to do real journalism, just being, having integrity of bringing in journalism out there, and then how you were treated. I personally have been treated the same way. You know, I have my unpersoned article where I show that all at once, from all angles, I was shut down around the same 2 month period, just everywhere. Wow. Right. And it was a coordinated effort.
Yeah, I experienced that. What did you do to trigger that? What truth did you tell that they didn't like?
Well, I was covering the election integrity issues, and I was covering, I had a lot of scientists and doctors on talking about COVID, right? I was way up front on all that. And then I just got shut down. I was also talking about human trafficking. I mean, I was bringing on the best people I could find to talk about these things. It was very serious. I was really focused, and they shut me down for all that, right? Accused me of being QAnon and all that. I'm like, I don't even follow QAnon. It was just so frustrating. But I got to experience it firsthand. I think the censorship is still hardcore going on right now, right? We're still feeling it. But what is the essence of your book, and how you, you know, what is it that you, the message that you want people to learn from your book? Talk about it.
Sure. So the book is called Facing the Beast, and the subtitle is Courage, Faith, and Resistance in a New Dark Age. And I'm sure my story parallels, you know, yours to some extent. I was deplatformed really overnight in June of 2021 when I was starting to just post accurately that women were reporting menstrual symptoms upon receiving the mRNA injections. And Sarah, this is my beat. It's been my beat for 35 years, you know, like women's sexuality and reproductive health. It's not a new thing for me to cover, you know, and I was a fixture of the left-wing media for covering, you know, breast implant problems and too much estrogen in birth control pills and, you know, the Mirena and like thalidomide. Like it's not a new thing that sometimes pharma causes harm to women. And, but instead of being lionized, you know, I was all at once deplatformed from Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and every platform. And like you, I experienced this very scary, right? Multi-directional attack and smear campaign using the same talking points. I'm sure it's exactly what you experienced. And again, now we know the role of AI. That was a machine that was after you. It was a machine that was after me. At the time, you just think, how is this even possible that news outlets in 30 different languages are attacking me in the same terms? You know, I'd like, how that even happened. But my life was turned completely upside down. I became a non-person on the left, and I was, you know, very privileged. I was like a commentator in every major news outlet, 8 bestsellers, 4 columns for decades, and it was all done, and no one would. I was invisible, right? I was just depersoned, and my Wikipedia page changed, like conspiracy theorist is at the top, like overnight. Well, it turns, so this, the book tells the story of how that actually turned into a blessing in disguise, because I've been talking to conservatives and libertarians, and I, for the last 3 years, have found another America, which is in many ways better. And also, I learned that a lot of things I believed on the left are not true. So one chapter is called Dear Conservatives, I Apologize, because I just believe so many things reported in the press that were not, like, you know, liberal press that were not true, like Steele dossier, Russian hoax, I could just go on and on. And then another centerpiece of the book is this effort that actually Steve Bannon provoked me to undertake, which is I convened 3,250 doctors and scientists to read through the Pfizer documents released under court order, these 450,000 documents. And they produced now 96 reports in plain English. And they found the greatest crime against humanity in recorded history, with a special focus on destroying women and babies, destroying humans as reproductively capable, and especially just targeting women and pregnancy and lactation and horrific. So we brought those into the world, and it's had a huge impact. We brought Pfizer down to a pre-2016 level of revenue, and only about 4% of Americans got the boosters. And as I was mentioning before we started recording, around the world, our team has been testifying to European parliaments and to committees, and one of our team just brought our findings to the Brazilian Senate. And as right after that, the Senate voted to stop mandating children to receive this injection. It's,
That's
you know, it's
good.
just
I'd like to
it's
see it be expanded that no
it's
mandates, but
a little bit, of course, but it's bit by bit, and it's had a big impact, this the work that they've done. But the book does tell the story of, like wrapping my brain around their findings. This wasn't an accident. This was intentional. Our government knows about it. All the governments know about it. And also my research found that these injections are manufactured with China, the Chinese Communist Party, and the IP belongs to China. China distributes them. And China wants us dead. So that is very chilling. I concluded, that this is a bioweapon. The virus may well be a bioweapon, but the vaccine is certainly a bioweapon. And then I guess the last part of the book that is important is that as a result of that, I realized, or I came to the conclusion, that this is not ordinary history that we're in right now. It's kind of biblical history, in the sense that I realized this evil is too big to be just a human evil. It's not, humans aren't capable of evil this massive and coordinated. So I concluded that we are in a battle between good and evil that is cosmic. It's like, some dark entity versus, God, basically, and that these struggles that I'm describing, but especially the vaccine, the lockdowns, the masking, the vaccine, these are an anti-human and I think anti-God coordinated attack of a kind that I'd never seen in my lifetime.
I agree with you. And so why? Okay, so before we get into my next question, and I know you don't have that much time, where can people get this book?
Oh, Amazon.
Amazon.
Or
Okay.
go to the publisher, Chelsea Green, if you don't like Amazon.
And
It's not. Thank you.
I'll put the link below, and I'd also like the link to the legislation below so people can get both. And then
Sure. I'm so sorry. There's an alarm going off, but it will stop.
Okay, one last thing, so that because I know you got to get to another meeting. How are you seeing in my world? I'm seeing a lot of people splitting off and becoming independents. If there's this whole need for this group of people that don't want to go Republican because they haven't been Republican their whole life. They sure don't want to be part of the Democrat Party because they're starting to see through what's going on. There's this whole need for this whole middle group, this whole independent support of just freedom. And I'm more of a libertarian, and there's nowhere else for me to go right now except the Republican Party because they're the ones championing this stuff. But I see a lot of bad stuff there too. So what are you seeing? Are you seeing people? What are you seeing?
That's a great description, Sarah. Do you mind if I ask where you're located physically?
Twin
What city you're
Cities.
in?
I'm in George Floyd country. I'm in a really whacked out situation up here.
Wow. So yeah, that's deep blue, right? Yeah.
The cities are. I don't, the outer
Yeah.
isn't, but yes.
Interesting. Well, I think you're describing something very real. I mean, where is any reasonable person who has issues with, who wants women to have some access to abortion or who, supports gay marriage? Where are people going to go, right? Our left is insane and Marxist. I mean, it's just insane. They're
It's,
deranged. They're demon possessed.
yeah,
Something
they're off the
hateful has
charts.
happened to them, off the charts. So I empathize with it, what you're saying, and I think that's why RFK Jr.'s candidacy is taking off for a third party candidate. I am seeing that. I don't know if I'm in a dense enough area to see it as a trend, but I know that there are a lot of, I mean, I'm just thinking of people like Glenn Greenwald or Michael Schellenberger, Matt Taibbi, all come from the left, just like I do. And I don't think if you were to ask them now that, they're not cheering Biden on. I don't know what they're going to
No.
do in November, but there's nowhere to go but the other side, basically,
That's
or
right.
to see, yeah.
There's nowhere to go but the other side, and at least they're for freedom and smaller government and some other things. And so that's what I'm a little more of a libertarian. But okay, I know you got to go. So thank you so much for
Thank
joining
you.
me, and thank you for having the courage to just get the information out there. That's what we need.
Thank you so much. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. And I appreciate the chance to talk to you. So people can find me if I may share and where they can
Yes,
find.
absolutely.
Thank you. They can find the bill, which they need to again download and send to your representative on dailycloud.io, like Indian Ocean. You can find me on Outspoken on Substack. And you can find the book Facing the Beast on Amazon. Thank you so much, Sarah. And I will say hi for you to Brian. That was
Yes, do
that was
that.
you met him before I did. Okay, take care.
Okay, have a great
Thank
day.